This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand to clear the roof. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid. Did you take lessons?
You're despicable.
Welcome to another session of Sanity right here on the real side. Always a pleasure to have you. I hate these things. Well, I kind of like hate them. Anyway, always a pleasure to have you with me. Appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And don't miss it. We're going to have some fun in this first hour. Or actually, we're going to have fun all night. Our Mad Black Man from Baltimore joins us in the second hour. Corey Duncan. Live from the, I'd say from the streets of Baltimore, but I don't want to. I don't want you looking for him. You know what I'm saying? What a day today, right? What a crazy, I don't want to say it was a crazy day, because it wasn't a crazy day. But to listen to the selective recall of the Democrats today. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Head up to the website where you can buy my book, Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible-Thumping White Guy. All the stuff you've been taught to hate over the last 8 years, but you don't need to. Also, after the first break, the Politichicks are going to join us. And you can't miss that, because that's going to be a lot of fun. They've got a new book out. It's called A Clarion Call to Political Activism. Do I really need to tell you guys what clarion means? I mean, some of you guys, I know you have a couple of brain cells around, because it's going to work out really well. So Anne-Marie Morrell, Morgan Brittany, and Sonia Sasser are going to join me in just a few minutes, so don't go far. But I got to get this off. This is making me crazy. I got to get this off my chest. I mean, first of all, Kamala Harris sent you directly from the loons of California as one of our senators. We got rid of one loon, and we gave you another. I would apologize, but I didn't vote for her. So she twice now has been shut down in 10 days in these hearings because she's... just, she goes on and on and on. She doesn't allow the person she asked the question to. And each time, the person who shut her down says, look, would you please allow the senator to answer the questions? She refuses to do it because she doesn't get the answer she wants. So she's done this twice now. And one headline said, Kamala Harris is shut down twice in 2 weeks by a male senator. So here we go again. See, first you couldn't come after Barack Obama because he was black. Right? That was a bad thing. Yeah, you're a racist. You don't agree with him? You're a racist. Now, Kamala Harris gets shut down because she's running her mouth and she won't stop long enough to let somebody answer the question. And they shut her down. Because she's black. Which is funny, because I watched it both times, and neither time did a guy say, hey, listen, you're a black lady, shut up and sit down. No, actually, both times they said, would you please allow the senator to answer the question? Now, the Dems were not upset way back a few years ago when Congress was having hearings, and Loretta Lynch, who refused to answer questions on Clinton email probe. See, they're all up in arms today and say, Sessions should resign because he won't answer questions. Did they say that with Loretta Lynch? I think not. Right? She wouldn't answer any questions. And then today they said, hey, you know, yeah, sure he didn't recall. He's using that as an excuse not to answer the questions. Well, let me refresh your memory. During one of these hearings, someone said, I don't recall and would not be providing that information. That was according to Loretta Lynch, who refused to answer questions. In one hearing that she was in for almost 2 hours, she refused to answer 74 times. Nobody called for her to resign. Right? They didn't. Nothing wrong there. It was okay. Nobody called for her to resign after she met with, or even to be investigated after she met with Billy Bob Clinton, right? Attorney General Loretta Lynch is declined to comply with an investigation by leading members of Congress about the Obama administration's secret efforts to send Iran money. So he's giving away your tax dollars, and that's okay. The Attorney General felt like she didn't have to say anything about it. I guess now the president. See, the real dictatorship was under Obama. There was no transparency there. I mean, in essence, she pleaded the fifth. I'm not gonna answer any of these questions because I may get in a crap load of trouble. Think about it. If she had told him what was going on and how she covered for the president, she might be in. Well, no, she wouldn't. They would have kept her out. They would have pardoned her. Eric Holder, the first attorney general. And listen, not only was he the first black attorney general. What a great role model he could have been. Held in contempt. Why? Wouldn't answer the questions. He refused time after time after time to answer the questions. He had totally selective recall. And you know, they're screaming that Sessions lied. He needs to go because he lied. Well, Holder was asked, when he first knew about the program, you know, the Fast and Furious program, he replied... And this is a sworn testimony on May 3rd, 2011. He says, I'm not sure of the exact date, but I probably heard about Fast and Furious for the first time. Now, check this out. Over the last few weeks. Now, we're talking about May of 2011. So even if he meant the last few months, right? January, February. Well, a July 2010 memo showed Michael Walter, head of the National Drug Intelligence Center, told Holder that the straw buyers in Fast and Furious responsible for the purchase of 1,500 firearms that were supplied to the Mexican drug cartel. So he knew about it in July of 2010, a little over a year before. Not one Democrat called for him to resign because he lied. It is an alternate universe. Keep telling you that. They don't want equality. They want control. The Politichicks joined me after the break. Don't go far. We'll be back in just a couple of minutes. Seriously. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to The Real Side.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional items. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family-owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product at a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-
800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Ealy. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-6936. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-6936. Call 1-800-958-6936. 1-800-958-6936.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
I guess you can sum it up in two words.
What's that?
Get involved.
You there?
Music is a world within itself.
Oh, God. I'm Joe Messina, your host. We are back. Always a pleasure to have you with me. And I do appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I don't know how this is going to work out. I don't care. I know I'm going to have a lot of fun. I don't know about you guys, but we'll see what happens. I've asked the politichicks to join me. Yes. All three of them at once, and I'm going to try to keep some sanity to this. Ladies, thanks for being with me today. I appreciate it so much.
Hi.
Yeah. All right. So perfect. Oh, you know what would help? Hold on. God. I'll learn. You know, one day. Yeah, I got him now. How's that? Everybody there?
That sounds better.
Oh, much better. Yeah, I can actually hear you now. Isn't that cool? Yeah.
Hey, Joe, this gives a whole new meaning to the word threesome. Now it's foursome.
Oh. Okay. Now they're gonna move me midnight to three. Thank you, ladies. I just became a family friendly show a couple of weeks ago. Thanks a lot so much.
No, I know. By the way, that was the word Morgan. All right. That's right. Blame me. It's okay.
That's easy to do. Okay, ladies. Thank you so much for that. All right. In case you don't know, I do have the Politichicks on the line with me, and it's Anne-Marie Morrell, Sonia Sasser, and Morgan Brittany. And you've got a new book out, ladies. It's A Clarion Call to Political Activism, and God bless you. Seriously. I mean, we need more people out there putting it out there. Anne-Marie, why did you guys decide to finally put this in writing?
Because idiots like Maxine Waters and all of these psychotic, crazy people in Washington are forcing us to speak up and to fight fire with fire. The days of being polite and sweet are over. If anybody throws or tries to hit me with a glitter bomb or anything else, I'm going to fight back. I have no problem. I have no problem going after somebody. So
yeah.
That's why.
I agree, and I appreciate the fact that you ladies are out there, you know, beating pavement to get the information out there. Because, you know, I just saw Anne-Marie and Morgan the other night at an event, and you guys hit the nail on the head with the fact that, you know, conservatives, they may push to get their person in, and then they kind of, you know, wipe their hands, they walk away and go, okay, you take care of it. That just doesn't work, does it?
No, it really doesn't. I mean, it's crazy. I can't even believe this political atmosphere that we're living in. It's like, I think you said it a few minutes ago on air, it's an alternate universe that we're living in. Seriously, it's absolutely nuts. It's crazy. It's like the truth doesn't matter. And no matter what truth we bring to the table, they twist it around into something that it's not. They make up things that don't exist. I mean, this is, how do you fight that, Joe? It's like Anne-Marie and Sonia and I are out there, and we're trying to battle this craziness.
I know, you know, you battle it with the truth, and you just keep on it. You heard me a few minutes ago, first things first, Kamala Harris, my God, how she ever got in there, I just don't even know. We set ourselves up for her. But what did she say? She has been shut down twice in the last 10 days by a male senator. Now, that gives you the impression that because she's a female, they shut her down. God forbid it was because she was not, she was pushing for an answer she wasn't getting. And she just looked like a fool. She looked like she didn't want the truth, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, of course. You know, they always have to play victim, you know, anytime they don't get what they want, you know. I'm a victim. And it's like, heaven forbid, a man stand up and take up for himself. That, you know, women think they have, like, a free access to claim this victimhood. Even though what they're asking doesn't even make sense, or what they're saying doesn't make sense.
No, but you know what? They've made it so that if we say anything to a woman that they consider belittling or looking down at, they have to blast us with it. They have to let us know that it's condescending, and we're only saying that because they're a woman, just like we only disagreed with Barack because he was black. Right, Sonia?
Right. Oh, I know. It's so ridiculous. It's just beyond comprehension at this point, just how you can't even have a decent conversation with people, you know, especially liberals, without them screaming racist or sexist. I don't know. It's crazy these days.
It is. All right, so I got to ask you a question. I'm going to start with Anne-Marie. Anne-Marie, what is a conservative? Because, you know, 30 conservatives in a room might yield 22 different responses to that question.
Yeah. For me personally, a conservative is someone who believes in the original Republican Party platform, who puts God and country first and cares about their family and fights to protect their family and their circle in their immediate circle. It's kind of like the Michael Jackson song. You can't fix the world until you fix yourself. That's not the name of his song. Man in the Mirror. You cannot help other people until you help yourself. It starts with the family, and it starts with God and country. And to me, that's what conservatism is all about, and the original Republican Party platform. The problem with a lot of these people, including some that claim they're conservatives, they're trying so hard to appease Democrats and be like Democrats that they are Democrats. They shouldn't even be called Republicans anymore.
Oh, no.
Just call them what they are. Something has bothered me so bad today, and I have to talk to y'all about it. This Maxine Waters thing, where she is she's not just defending Muslims now. She is defending Sharia law,
mm-hmm.
outright Sharia. This has me more concerned than just about anything else that crazy woman has ever done in her, probably in her entire life, because that's everything about Sharia is everything that the Democrats claim they're not and claim that they're fighting against. They call us all the things that Sharia actually is. That kind of stuff, that's why we cannot remain silent. We can't let them get away with this garbage.
What is she, Anne Marie, what is she saying? I missed it. What is she defending?
Out. She is saying that she's disappointed that other states have passed laws banning Sharia.
People from the LGBT community came out defending Sharia law. I'm like, how can you defend that?
You guys saw that this weekend. And I'm thinking, do you really understand what they would do to you in their countries? I don't think they really understand it. Speaking out of ignorance again.
They don't understand, and it's really scary. And you know, people are not learning to think critically anymore. Especially our millennials, our younger generation, they are not learning to really go out and speak the truth on their own. It's like they're brainwashed into this whole progressive indoctrination, and they don't know how to think and go and speak the truth. And so they think because it's anti-Christian and anti-American, that it's good, and it's not. It's really
ladies,
anti-everything that they stand for.
Got to interrupt, because we all believe in capitalism, and I got to sell some commercials. We'll be back in a minute. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You listen to The Real Side with the Politichicks. Don't go far. I got a lot more to talk about.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional items. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product and a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
Be prepared for the next disaster with the Shelter Pod. The Shelter Pod is a large, all-season, heavy-duty, quick-deploy shelter. The Shelter Pod system can be set up in 30 seconds and includes an emergency medical kit, water filter, survival tools, and more. Are you prepared to take care of your family? Do you have everything in one place ready to go? Get it now or enter to win a complete Shelter Pod system at ShelterPod.com. The Shelter Pod at ShelterPod.com. Shelter when you need it most.
Tyler, time to go for a family walk.
Just let me nap a little longer.
You promised we'd get more active.
I know. How come you're so ready to go?
Superberries Aronia Berries.
Aronia what?
Aronia Berries from superberries.com. They're known for having one of the highest levels of antioxidants that helps with overall wellness.
Where'd you get them?
I ordered them from superberries.com/radio, and right now we can get a free smoothie recipe book with our order. Plus, we can save $4 at checkout.
I can't wait to try them. I'll get it all.
I'll get the kids.
Choose health. Eat purple. Superberries.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
They can't be doing what they're doing, but they are.
Oh, wow. We are back. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. Why? They're so much better looking than I am. Oh, I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listen to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I do appreciate the time that you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855. Come on, that is funny. Real Joe, 855-732-5563. Let me welcome back the Politichicks. I mean, you guys have seen them. You've heard them. Go to their website. Go to their Facebook page. Anne Marie Morrell, Sonia Sasser, and Morgan Brittany all joining me on their new book, A Clarion Call to Political Activism. Ladies, thank you so much for being with me today.
Thank you.
Of course.
I wish we could have taped in between the commercials because we really had a great conversation when no one was listening.
Yeah. Well, I'm thinking about selling that time because some of the best, some of the stuff will get me in real trouble, but some of the best comments happened during the breaks, I got to tell you. So it's always fun. I want to go to Morgan for a minute. Morgan, you lived a good part of your life in Hollywood and with the Hollywood types and what have you. Was it always this bad in Hollywood, or is this recent, 20-25 year history?
No, it wasn't like this when I started. And you got to remember, I started in the 50s. And back in the 50s,
were you like 6 months old?
Yeah. Thank you. It was before I was even born. But I seriously, the shows that I used to do back in the day were shows like My Three Sons and, Gunsmoke and Rawhide and Twilight, the original Twilight Zone. You know, shows that everybody in the family could sit down in front of the TV and watch. And the producers and directors at that time, before the 60s rolled around, the studios were run by studio heads, and it was all the studio system, and most of the people in control were very conservative. They were foreign born who came to this country, made something of themselves, made a huge industry, and loved this country. It was love of country. During the 60s, that all flipped on its head, and you had agendas starting to be pushed, and we talk about it in our first book, What Women Really Want, and I talk about how this I saw it happen in real time. But it's crazy. Now, they don't care. They don't care about conservatives. They will look what they did to Tim Allen. They ripped his show off the air, Last Man Standing, because it had a religious and a conservative theme to it. And, I mean, it's ridiculous. It's ridiculous what they do now.
Yeah, but this is the Big Ten freedom of speech people. They love everybody. They want everybody to have fair. What? Did I miss something here, ladies? What happened?
Oh, really now? Yeah, they love you if you agree with them.
Well,
that's the only way.
We We did that story about that gay pride parade, and they refused to let one of the gay groups in because they were pro-Trump. So, again, it's not equality and everybody's welcome. It's whatever they believe to be truth is truth, and that's it. End of discussion. You know, and Sonia, you're over there in South Carolina, right?
Right.
I mean, what's the environment like there? Because I know North Carolina, South Carolina, and that area, you don't hear much other than, you know, they're Christians and they're open to everything and they want to love everybody. But my God, they're being trampled on. Do they know that?
I don't know. I mean, I'm more fortunate that I'm in a friendly environment, conservative-friendly environment, more so than Kimberly and Morgan, but...
we are in the belly of the beast, that's for sure.
We still have a lot of, liberals here. We have a lot of people moving, from the Northeast that are more liberal, and they're moving into the Charleston area, and, so we are seeing a lot more of that in different points of view, which isn't always a bad thing. It's really changed a lot. The demographics have changed tremendously since I've been here over the past 20 years. Because I'm actually from the Northeast, and I'm from Pittsburgh. But my husband always says he's from here. He grew up here in the South, and he's like, you're more Southern than me. So it's interesting to see what's happening, the dynamics even here. But luckily, it's definitely better than California.
Oh, listen, other than the weather, every place is better than California. Let's just be honest about it. You know what I'm saying?
That's true.
You know, Anne-Marie, when you're traveling around the country and you're talking to people and what have you, and I'm sure you get, some people there that are just surprised that the Democrats are so far over the top. They're not just irritated. They are really lost. I hate to put it this way, but it's like the little boy whose dog died. He just doesn't know what to do with himself. This is really sick. What do you say
to
them?
One of the things that I've been seeing all over the country is that they don't really believe it's as bad as it really is, because they think, it's just California, it's just New York. That's never going to happen to us here in the middle of the country. That's where they're trying to get to. They are going after my state, Texas, like nobody's business. They're going after Atlanta, where Morgan works part-time. They're going after everywhere they can that's a successful red state. They have to. So they're going to be coming after you out in the middle of Oklahoma or wherever you are. They are coming for you guys, and now's the time to start acting. That was another reason for our book. We're trying to promote activism, not just voting. Just voting is never an option, never again, unless you want to switch sides, and then you can rest. But if you're on the right side, you've gotta act, gotta work.
And Anne-Marie, you were a Democrat. And
I was.
You came over to the lighted side, is what I like to say. But what drove you to Republicanism or conservatism, I should say?
For me, it was so many people, Dennis Miller, a lot of people, Evan Fayette. It was 9/11. It was pretty much the day after 9/11 for me. It was when I realized that there was never going to be peace on earth, goodwill toward men, if we just all laid our weapons down and held up flowers and peace signs. I realized that day that was never, ever, ever going to happen, because there are people in this world who want to kill us because we exist. And once that kind of trickled into my brain, my husband had always been a Republican, so I started hearing all those things he'd been telling me over the years started echoing in my head, and I was like, oh, man, my husband was right. For the rest of my life, I have to say my husband was right, and it is hell. It is absolute hell, though. Y'all understand.
No, but it is true. I mean, a lot of like you say, Evan and so on said that when they saw how people were acting on their side, which is even sad to say that we, and it's even more today. It's their side, our side. Do you ladies feel, and any one of you can answer this, but do you feel like it's almost like we're not Americans anymore? We're either Republicans or Democrats, and then we even break that down even further. So if that's why it's going to make it hard for us to come together, not that we're just two different parties, but we identify as one of those parties as opposed to American or, you know, that kind of thing. Don't you agree?
Yeah, I do. I think, listen, we're a country now of two different ideologies, really. I mean, we've got people on the conservative side who believe in the Constitution. They believe in this country as it was founded. They want to carry that tradition on. They know the greatness of the United States and why so many millions of people have risked their lives to come here. It's the American dream. It's that, you know, the Ronald Reagan theory. It's the whole thing. And then you have the other side that believes that the Constitution is a living, breathing document and it can be changed and it can be, you know, you can have all of these different things and you evolve. Well, how do you bring that together and make unity when you've got people who are completely at odds with you? I mean, I think the last time this happened was the Civil War and Abraham Lincoln brought people together, but how in the world? Look at the lives that were lost. Look at the anger, the bitterness, the hatred in our brother against brother. I mean, I don't want to see this kind of thing happening again, but I look at it. And, I mean, I've lost so many friends. I'm sure everybody on this conversation has lost mm-hmm. friends. Yep. You know, family members oh, yeah. who don't want to talk to you. People who used oh, to yeah. be lifelong friends, and they're not anymore because they hate your politics. I mean, it's very, very difficult. And,
oh, yeah.
And, yeah. Crazy.
No, they actually called me out. Now, I have never pushed my religious beliefs. You girls know that I'm, I hope you're offended by that. I'm sorry. Okay, you ladies.
probably no, don't know. Go ahead. We are thick. We love it.
So I'm on a school board in Southern California, and the biggest thing they say to me, the reason I have to be removed is because I'm a conservative Christian. Not because of anything I've done, but just because I'm a conservative Christian. We can hit that on the other side of the break, because, again, I love making money. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to The Real Side. The Politichicks will be with me on the other side of the break. Heat up your coffee. Come on back.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
My husband says, you are what you eat. Not true, dear. I did my research. Actually, you are what you can absorb. So I didn't feel the vitamins and supplements I was taking were effective. I didn't feel any different. Then I switched to Protovite, a liquid multivitamin, mineral, and phytonutrient complex. And wow, you've got to see the video at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Then call 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Are you drowning in debt? Are you struggling to make minimum payments? Did you know that on average a household with at least one credit card struggles with over $10,000 in credit card debt? If this sounds like you, know that it's not your fault. Credit card debt happens to good people. Credit card companies lure you in with low introductory rates and low minimum payments. Before you know it, you're in over your head. We've helped thousands of good people just like you become debt-free with our Debt Reset program that will dramatically reduce your debt down to a fraction of what you owe. Our Debt Reset program is customized to get you debt-free in as little as 24 to 48 months with one low monthly payment. If you owe over $10,000 in credit card debt or even personal loans, call 800-912-6177. There are no upfront fees or out-of-pocket expenses. You don't pay a dime until we succeed. Call now to see how the Debt Reset Program can work for you. 800-912-6177. That's 800-912-6177. Again, 800-912-6177.
You tiny-brained whippers of other people's bottoms!
We are back. Well, that's a great intro. Police Squad. I love that music. Anyway, I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I appreciate the time you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL. Well, I won't take it anyhow. If you want to send me an email, send it to joe@therealside.com. We're live up on Facebook. We're live up on the website, therealside.com, live chat room there. You can talk on Facebook and what they call the live feed. And guarantee the smarter people than I on the Facebook feed. They're definitely smarter people than I am on the phone here with me. The Politichicks join me today. I always appreciate the time they spend with me. Anne-Marie Morrell, Sonia Sasser, and Morgan Brittany all with me at one time. Appreciate it, ladies. Thanks for being with me.
Thanks. So I'm trying to get in your chat room because I want to talk to Robert Patrick and Phil Medpool. I see all these great people, and I cannot get in there right now.
Oh.
Blocking you out.
What? Facebook feed. Go to the Facebook feed. He's hiding in there, apparently. Robert loves you guys. Loves you guys.
I know. We love Robert.
Yeah.
And Zell, too.
Zell, yeah. Zell got hit by the Facebook police as well. So we're all in good company. God.
Oh,
we were shut down 6 times in 10 days. They're wonderful people. Just wonderful. So.
Yes, they are.
All right, so a couple of things. Let's hit some of the topics you guys talked about. First, I'm going to go with Sonia and say, you know, Sonia, you wrote a whole chapter in here about religion and politics, and it's funny how over the years we've got to the point now where religion, I mean, politics is the religion of the country, and you no longer can talk about your religious beliefs. You no longer, well, especially Christians, you no longer can bring God into the situation without people just losing their minds, right?
Oh, that is so, oh gosh, that is so true. And I think, you know, it comes down to, people don't understand what the separation of church and state is, for one. You know, there's this whole misinterpretation of what it means. And so Christians believe they can't even say anything anymore outside their churches and their homes, or exercise it, much less. And, you know, and here's the thing about the essence of the Bible, for one, is, you know, forgiveness of sins. But there's another whole aspect of the Bible, which is the transformation of the person that it touches, and that person has the ability to touch their societies, their culture, their politics. But that's not even being allowed anymore to even talk about it, and how God changes our lives individually, and how, you know, we can't even talk about that anymore. And share that with others without being condemned and shut down, which is a shame, because, I mean, I know personally how God has changed my life and my community and my marriage and my family. And I want to share that with other people, but, you know, we get shut down. But, you know, we got to keep going. We got to keep talking. And we are. We're seeing lives change because of our testimonies, our stories. So we can't stop, because the left tells us, no matter what the cost is, we have to keep telling the story of Jesus in the Bible.
But, ladies, I got, and any one of you can chime in this. My wife helped do some voter registration at our church, and in talking to other Christians and what have you. We are so bad, the Republican / Conservative Party, so bad, that church people, our brothers and sisters in Christ who refuse to get, I guess, informed or educated about politics, really believe, you ready for this one? They believe that the Republicans are the party of same-sex marriage, that Republicans are the party of abortion, that the Republicans are the haters for those things. How in God's creation did they get that? I mean, can any one of you enlighten me? Because I'm just dumbfounded.
Wow.
Boy, I don't know. You know,
I think
for me,
from hearing it in the media and television, they just think that, you know, that it just comes from, I don't know, like the church, that it's just commonplace anymore, no matter what church it is or what, whether it's the right or the left. They just think it's just normal now.
Yeah,
and it's literally, if you look at the past 30 years in popular culture, you see the demonization of religion. You see how children who are now 30 years old have grown up believing that every priest is a pedophile, all the crazy, they're all crazy.
That's
religion,
right?
Is something that, you know, is a cult, basically. And this is what the popular culture in music, in video, in films, a lot of the undertones in television. I mean, I remember when there were shows literally in the 80s, like Touched by an Angel, that were so, they were so,
oh, yeah,
popular,
yeah,
you know, and Dawson's Creek, which was a family of people that had a moral, you know, a moral compass. You don't see that anymore. And if Hollywood does put it out there, or somebody does try to put it out there, they'll squash it or try to get it off the air or do whatever it is they can. I mean, I know Kevin Sorbo is out there trying to do films with a religious and faith base, but I'm telling you, it is in your face every day. They are trying to tear us down. Anybody who has, you know, faith-based values, they want us to be the bad guy.
Oh, you've got, you know, John Sullivan, Kevin Sorbo, Sam Sorbo. You got all these people that are out there wanting to live out their faith, and, ooh, we can't have that. That doesn't work.
Yeah,
that's not going to
exactly
work at all, right?
Exactly. And you're shunned, right, in Hollywood. You're shunned.
Yeah.
You,
oh,
may,
yeah,
as well forget it.
Yeah.
I mean, what did they take? What chance did they give Mel Gibson? Oh, he's a demon. And even today, people still think of Mel Gibson because the press hammered him for so many different things, you know? I mean, it's absolutely... I see it. I see it firsthand.
Well, part
and
of this
yet
is...
Alec Baldwin did as bad or worse as what Mel Gibson did. And they love him. He's an icon.
He gets a pass.
They forgive him of everything.
Well, see, it's not equality they want.
Pig.
It's not equality they want. It's control.
No.
And so we figured that out. Or we decide to push back on it, you know, and bring up those things that they choose to forget. You know, Anne Marie, we have a mutual friend. I think you all know who Dr. Karen Sigmund is, and she's on the show from time to time. And we talk
she's
about
my
the
best buddy.
Well, we talk on a regular basis on how we gave up education. Why is it the conservatives refuse to take their rightful places at colleges and high schools and junior high schools and make sure these young children are taught real history, you know, real moral values and that kind of thing? Why do you think that is?
Let me tell you something, Joe. I think you know this, but Karen Sigmund is Mensa. Every time we meet at least once every other week for lunch, and I tell the waiters and waitresses that wait on us, my friend is Mensa, because I figure when you have a friend that's Mensa, that means that there's something really smart about you, too. So I'm hoping it'll work. I can't tell you what her plan is, Joe, and Morgan and Sonia and everyone else. She has plans that are going to blow the lid off of America in a good way, and
I'm there.
I can't wait for her to do this. But she has plans. She has ideas, and not just ideas. She's going to make it happen, and I'm so excited. And I can't wait to tell you. Morgan and I are going with Karen to Universal Studios next week.
Yep, we are.
Just
showing off a little bit. Haven't been there in a long time. You know what I'm waiting for, Joe? I'm waiting. I know God is up there, and he's watching all this, and I'm just waiting for him to come down here and go, okay.
All right, I've had
enough. It's enough. I've had it.
Yep.
This is crazy.
Yeah.
And you don't believe in me, and you don't believe in what I can do. Watch this, right?
Hey, Pelosi, sit down. You've never read my book.
Right.
Don't tell people what I think.
All
I can say to America is thank God that I'm not God, because there'd be a lot of little, you know, blobs of protoplasm all over the place that used to be people.
Anyhow. I know. He's got, I'll tell you, he's got
patience.
So much patience. And, oh, my gosh, I know. Thank goodness I'm not in control either.
So, ladies, we're in a lot of trouble right now because you've got Fox News, which is not Fox News anymore. And I'm not just saying that. But you know what? I got to tell you, on my show, I called Megyn Kelly years ago, and I said, look, she's not one of us. She may come off as one of us, but she is not one of us. And, you know, what are we going to do? What's our outlet? Seriously.
We gotta go scouting. We gotta go out in the trenches, and we gotta find people. That's what our book does. Our book has people who write essays from all over this country who never, in their wildest dreams, thought that they would ever be in politics or talking about politics.
Oh.
This is what we need to do, Joe, and your audience too. We need people out there that are really going to make a difference, because I know they're there. Yeah. I know they're there.
I agree with you. The book is Politichicks, a Clarion Call. And listen, if you're not smart enough to know what Clarion means, look it up. Don't just sit there, nod your head, and go, yeah. No, get educated and look it up and know what it means. And do not put it on guys like me to fight your battle. You get me in office. You get us in office. Come help us. Don't leave us there alone.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Ladies, thank you so much for being with me today. I do appreciate it. Politichicks.com. And, man, if you don't know how to spell that, you really got a problem.
They'll find us. They'll find us. We're there.
Find you on Facebook. Find out where you're going to be. And, again, I do so much appreciate the time that you spent with me tonight. Thank you.
Thank you. We love
thank
you guys. You're fighting the good fight, Joe.
I appreciate that.
Yep.
I'm Joe Messina, your host.
Guys.
Thank you. You're listening to The Real Side here on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Don't go far. We got our mad black man from Baltimore joining us after the break. You know, and he's wound up. He is already wound up. More on some of our favorites. We're going to talk about Schumer. We're going to talk about Reed. We're going to talk about, Kamala Harris. I've got good stuff for you. You listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. Don't go far. Heat up your coffee. Come on back. And we'll be back in just a few minutes.